On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Yeah, I think the statement says it all. You know, I was asked by Alex, his wife, his dad, his mom, and not to really go into any detail on this process. That's for respect to privacy. That's what I'm going to do. So I think when the time is right, Alex will address the media, and we'll go from there.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast, as always, brought to you by the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. All right, let's be real here. There is a lot going on with Alex Smith. There's been kind of a lot of information under the radar for a few weeks now, but stuff emerged today, and this is not going to be a full extended podcast, but I thought we had to kind of get out there and give you folks all the information we had. We're also going to do an interview with Joel Corey, who's probably the foremost contract expert that is in the media now. Joel knows the insides and outs of the CBA and player deals. So I know it's important for a lot of Redskins fans to figure out what happens next with the Redskins and Alex Smith. And here's why that's important. News came out today, or maybe in the last 24 hours anyway, and I want to credit the people that came out and kind of got this train going, which is one was Burgundy Blog, another was EB from the Junkies, that there are reports that Alex Smith has an infection, has had to have multiple procedures done since his surgery a few weeks ago for his broken leg. Remember, it was a very bad break. He broke the tibia and the fibula bone, and they were the spinal fractures, which means it's very hard to reset those cleanly and get everything to start healing and growing back together. And one of the big concerns with that type of injury is infection. And sure enough, there is an infection. It's not known exactly what type of infection it is. Certainly, there's a big-time concern that MRSA's involved. This is serious business, folks. This is not like something that you expect somebody to rebound from quickly. The team has been very quiet on this, and a lot of folks that have some information on this have kind of been sitting on their hands because the family, Alex Smith's family, has been absolutely unequivocally clear that they just want privacy. They don't want to have to deal with any of this stuff. And that's understandable from their standpoint because they're dealing with a really serious injury. And I think right now the concern isn't about when he's back to play football. The concern is when he's back on his feet walking around again. And that is why it's really hard. The Redskins had to put out a statement today just saying that the Smith family is asking for privacy. Jay Gruden reiterated that statement. So when you wonder why there's not more information coming, know that that's a big part of it. And there's just kind of being a good person about it, trying not to bug a family while they're going through a major life issue. But then, two, there's also the situation where there's lots of medical laws preventing information being disclosed. All right. All of that said, it's time to talk to Joel Corey about what the contract situation is for Alex going forward. Here he comes. Here he is. We are really, really appreciative of Joel Corey taking some time to talk with us on the Redskins Talk Podcast. Joel, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing all right, man. It's been some tricky times in Redskins land and trying to juggle Reuben Foster and the Alex Smith injuries and all the other injuries. So things are okay, man. I appreciate you taking a few minutes. What I wanted to pick your brain about mostly. I'd love to get your take just on the, kind of where the skin season has gone wrong, but you are a contract expert. You understand this stuff backwards and forwards. I'm guessing you know and have heard all the details coming out now about Alex Smith's infection and multiple procedures after the broken leg. One of the biggest questions Redskins fans have is what happens with the money he's owed going forward?
His contract is structured like any other quarterback contract at his magnitude. The extension averaged $23.5 million per year. So his 2019 $15 million base salary was fully guaranteed at signing. That was to be expected. Now, when you have contracts like this, the 2020 season sometimes is guaranteed at signing or the guarantee vests early. $16 million in 2020, the base salary. It was guaranteed for injury at signing and becomes fully guaranteed if he's on the roster as of the fifth day of the 2019 league year, which is this upcoming St. Patrick's Day. So that's $31 million over the next 2 years that it's almost impossible for the Redskins to get out of. But that's the nature of the beast of a contract of this magnitude for a quarterback.
Wow. Okay. So at least $31 million is on the books, and there's no way around that. What?
Well, there's one way, but I don't see it being realistic. Now, he's got a $27 million signing bonus. So let's say that Alex Smith decided to retire. Then the Redskins would be in a position where they could recoup the prorated portion of those remaining years. So I don't see Alex Smith doing anything where he's going to jeopardize $21.6 million because we know Bruce Allen would come after that money in a heartbeat. This is a guy that when he traded for Jake Plummer and Jake Plummer retired, he filed a grievance to recoup signing bonus from Jake Plummer, even though he never played a down for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I don't see Alex Smith doing anything to give the Redskins a chance to get $21.6 million back from him.
So what does Alex have to do? Just he's slowly working back? Like, are there any contractual, hey, you have to do your rehab at our facility, anything like that when there's an injury of this magnitude?
Typically, they want you to do the rehab there. He doesn't necessarily have to. But he's not going to be able to pass a physical by the fifth day of the league year, March on St. Patrick's Day. So that's going to have the 2020 year become fully guaranteed. So at that point, he's fine because he's going to rehab and try to get back. This complicates things tremendously with the infection. Who knows if he ever plays another down of football. I was thinking that he'd probably be back, if not for the start of the regular season in 2019, some point early on. But all that has to be in jeopardy now.
Sure. And so if he can't pass a physical by fifth day of the new league year in 2019, which, I mean, let's be honest, there's no chance he's passing a physical in 5 months, right?
Particularly with an infection that probably sets everything back. I don't know how long. So he's not going to pass the physical. There's not a whole lot. There's nothing they can really do. They're stuck with right. $31 million, $15 million, $19, $16 million, and $20. That's money they can't get out of.
And then I'm starting to wonder beyond that, 2021. I mean, because kind of the running conversation for us as the guys on the beat is we had a question. Alex on the field has a remarkable ability to win games, and trying to deny that is not taking in the full scope of Alex Smith as quarterback, and I think that's an important part of all of this. But he wasn't playing at a particularly impressive level either for the Redskins, and I don't think anybody would really argue with that. So we were, long before the injury, we were all talking about, man, what is this contract going to look like when he gets to 2021 and there's still money and they're still on the hook for some of this money? What does it look like in 2021 to you, knowing the injury situation?
Well, you're right. Alex wasn't looking like the Alex in Kansas City last year, where that was probably the best season he's played as a professional. So 2021 was always going to be a question mark if what we saw this year pre-injury was what you were only going to get. The cap number is $24.4 million in 2021. So you would have $10.8 million of signing bonus is dead money, So you would save 13.6 if you did a conventional release where he would be completely off the books in 2022. So you'd been saving, you'd be saving 26.4 million in cap space in 2022, but you're going to have to find a quarterback to play maybe or as early as next year. You don't know if that's Colt McCoy because you didn't get a large enough sample size before he broke his leg.
So the earliest they can get out of this deal, and they're still taking it on the chin a little bit, is 2021.
Yeah, that's the earliest. And that was always going to be the earliest, even if he was healthy, the 2021.
Right. But if he's healthy, you probably don't take a $13 million cap hit, right? You roll him out there and hope he's playing.
Well, it depends on how he's playing. Because if he started declining and he was looking like marginal court starting quarterback, then, yeah, you think twice about it because you would start going, yeah, paying him $19 million in 2021 to be a marginal starting quarterback, you would go, salary's too high for what he's going to give us if that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
But now that may be the realistic exit point.
Yep. Okay. Well, and then and this, unless there's something I am missing, and you understand these contracts at such a higher level than me, I see this as the Redskins absolutely have to draft somebody in 2019 and maybe early on. Probably, I think we're talking first rounder absolutely in play here because I recognize they could have Colt coming back, but they just don't have the money to pay a quarterback. Like the free agent market, how much of their cap can they devote to a quarterback when they've got this much tied up in Alex, who's it's hard to see playing at least next year?
Well, there are always ways you can work around it cap-wise. Just look at what you did with Josh Norman. Not ideal, but low first-year cap number, ballooning second-year cap number. If push came to shove, this is also a team which dealt with $36 million of salary cap penalties creatively. So
sure.
Schaefer and Bruce Allen know how to manipulate a salary cap. So if anyone's capable of doing it, it would be them. But you're right. You got to get a younger quarterback in the pipeline a lot sooner than you thought you would.
Right. Okay. I mean, this is a tough one to really kind of dig into because, like, it's so important to be a human being and to understand that what Alex is going through is the absolute worst of all of this. But it seems like this is a really bad situation for the Redskins as well. Like,
yeah,
beyond just the football
is.
Field, but financially.
Yes, you haven't seen too many injury situations, even though a couple last year come to mind, where not only is it the well-being of the player, but the financial ramifications with Ryan Shazier in Pittsburgh and Cam Chancellor in Seattle. Because normally, if there's an injury guarantee, you really don't think anything of it because it's very rare where a player gets injured where there's going to be financial and cap ramifications at a significant level.
This one, you got them, to say the least. Joel, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. Thank you very much.
Sure, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.